Welcome to Vacation to Greece and Egypt, History According to Bob, Part 1. Yes, as you've noticed, I've been gone for a few weeks, put some of the old shows up that some people probably had never listened to before, and this week I'll be doing some shows about our vacation. Everybody seems to like those, and then we'll get back into the grind once I've finished. Now, today I'm going to talk about basically the first step, and that is leaving Kansas City, flying to Dallas, flying to Heathrow, flying to Athens, spending a night in Athens, and then flying to Thessaloniki. The idea of our trip was to do two things. One is to go to Greece and see the sites of Alexander the Great, go to Pella, walk the grounds of Pella, go to the tomb at Vergina, see all of the gold and the artifacts and whatever else, and then, of course, spending a couple of days in Thessaloniki would be kind of fun. It's a beautiful city. And that would kind of top off our Greece, because we've seen pretty much everything except Sparta and Olympia at this point. Then we'd go back to Athens, relax a little bit before we headed off to the big show in Cairo. So, first of all, this has been quite a challenge, because normally, Sherry and I go on our vacations, as you're well aware of, once school is out in May. And then we go halfway through May into June. And that's pretty easy to plot, plan, whatever else. Doing it after Christmas was challenging. Now, it turned out to be the correct thing to do, because we originally planned to do that same time for our trip to Egypt, but it's just too hot. And Sherry has asthma, and I don't really breathe very well in sandy heat either. So going when we did was a good choice. The problem was what had to be done. Normally, it takes me months to get enough podcasts ahead in order to have shows going on, and then not that I'm killing myself when I come back. So I'm doing all of that work. Then I realized probably a couple of weeks before Christmas that normally our college starts after Martin Luther King Day. This year, it started the week before, and we weren't coming back until the Friday before Martin Luther King. So the department chair was not really happy about that, and so I changed our schedule. I didn't change what we didn't miss anything. I just changed 2 days of rest and relaxation to come home earlier. And of course now that appears to be a good thing, because there's a big snowstorm that would have come in when we arrived in Kansas City, and we would have been caught in a big sandstorm in Cairo. So that worked out okay. But what that meant was both of us had classes. Now, Sherry only missed one day, because she has a Tuesday-Thursday class. So she would only miss one day, so she had one of the teachers take her class and hand out her syllabus and do that kind of stuff. But I missed three. And so two of them would have been syllabus-oriented, and one of them would have been topic-oriented. So I ended up making PowerPoints and then making them come to life. So that took me about 10 days to put those things together. Then I found some teachers to set those up, and that worked okay. The only issue was I thought my Tuesday-Thursday class started at noon and ended at 1:15. It started at 11 and ended at 12:15. So unknowns to me, while I'm on vacation, when my substitute goes into my Tuesday class, he goes in at noon, and there's almost no one there. So when I come in on Thursday, my secretary says, the secretary of the department says nothing. There's a student there about 5 minutes after 11 who wanted to know when class was going to start. And I said, yeah, about noon when it's supposed to. And he said, no, Mr. Packett, that class starts at 11 o'clock. So a little extra panic there, but I guess I will. I've had half of the kids. Half the kids were there, so I'll have the rest of them there tomorrow and they'll be yelling and bitching and moaning, but nah, I'll fix that. It's not that big of a deal. And then, of course, you have Christmas and decorations. And so we minimized our Christmas setup this year, but we maximized our family get-together. Friday before Christmas, Sherry and I always go to the Nelson Art Gallery for dinner. I give her a special present associated with where we're going. Okay, I gave her a pair of cartouche earrings of Cleopatra's cartouche for her gift. And then I also gave her a charm that went with Alexander the Great. Then we have Christmas with her side of the family, and they came over Saturday. Sunday, which was Christmas Eve, we did Christmas Eve with my family. The kids came over and the grandkids. We went to midnight services, and then Sherry and I had our Christmas. And the next day, we get up and get on the plane and fly out. Now, flying out of the center of the United States in the middle and in the early part of winter can be challenging with the kind of weather we get. So we selected, we fly, Sherry had a blood clot in her leg a couple of years ago, and so we fly now premium economy, which is really good. But the flight we would have normally taken directly from Philadelphia to Athens did not have that option. So we flew American Airlines out of Kansas City, and my choices were Chicago, LaGuardia, Philadelphia, Atlanta, or Dallas. So we picked Dallas. We flew down to Dallas, no problems. We had to sit there on the ground, wait for our next plane, a couple of hours. But there's a 6-hour layover in London at Heathrow, which Sherry never likes. I'm one of these people that I'd rather wait than run to the, you know, the gate, because I have this terrible fear of missing a plane, which has been, before I'm done with this series, I will have forgotten that problem. But anyway, so we're there in Dallas, and the plane's delayed, and the plane is delayed. And yes, they have thunderstorms. And in the end, we flew out of Dallas 5 hours late. Now, trying to fly into Heathrow, get off your plane, go through customs, get your suitcase, go back through security, and then get on a plane in an hour is just not going to happen. So basically, I sat on the plane worried for the time it took for us to get across. And of course, that was a big storm that went through that part of the United States and then up into New England. So it was a big deal. So we get to London. I've never been to Heathrow before. It was okay. We get out. They told us that, you know, that we know that many of you have connections. There'll be people waiting for you. And they were. And they knew that we weren't going to make our connection. So they had booked new tickets on the very airline that I really liked. It's a GN Air. So instead of flying British Airways to Athens, that's the one we missed, the next closest flight for another British Airways one was one with a Aegean. So we flew a Aegean. So we sat around for a while, had dinner, did a little shopping, whatever. Got on the Aegean plane. They assured us that our suitcases would be in good shape. We got on the Aegean, flew to Athens, no problems. And then we get off the plane in Athens, and guess what? No luggage. Again, this is what happened last year when we went to France. It's no luggage. And I can understand it, because Aegean's just started running out of Heathrow, and I don't think they really had a ground crew, because we noticed that people were bringing all their luggage with them and then turning it over to everybody at the gate, and then they were loading it on. But I assumed that our people would have known that and taken it. So anyway, there we are in the airport, filling out the forms to hunt for it. But this year, we took underwear and stuff and put it in our backpacks. Well, we didn't have long to wait, because the next day, we're flying out to Thessaloniki. So we stayed in a hotel across the across from the airport, the Sofitel Hotel, which was very nice. A nice place to eat, nice bed, nice relaxation, great Wi-Fi. I got up a little earlier in the morning before our flight and went down to check the people. And so I had to get permission to go backwards through security in order to get to the baggage people. And sure enough, they had found our suitcases. They would be arriving 5 hours after we left Athens. And they said, well, we'll just send them on the Thessaloniki. And we go, well, you could be chasing us. So just leave them here. We'll make do. And the lady said, well, we have, you can get some clothes and we'll reimburse you for it. I said, that's okay. And so that was taken care of. We got on a nice Aegean flight and flew up to Thessaloniki. I used to call it Thessalonica, but obviously that's the way they pronounce it up there. It's the second largest city in Greece. And we were staying at what's known as, its real name is the Tourist Hotel, which is an older hotel, but still nice, right in the heart of the city. We ended up doing what we usually do. We flew in. We got a taxi. We went into the hotel. They checked us in, gave us some basics as to where everything was, and we decided to walk to the historical museum, which has a gold room of a lot of the treasures from Macedonia. So we go out and we have a map. We didn't have as good a map as I like to have, but we had a decent map. So we kind of walked along the harbor, which was gorgeous. And of course, everything is still decked out from Christmas. And we take, it's a mile and a half or so to the museum. We go up there. We see the White Tower. We take pictures. There's boats doing harbor cruises. And the joke is that we always look for the pirate cruise ship. They always have somebody dressed up as a pirate and do the one-hour cruise to the harbor, although we didn't do that. But they did indeed have a pirate ship with a pirate guy and had a bar and everything. So we go to the museum. Some excellent works of art, except for one thing. The gold room was closed. They were doing some reconstruction, and it was closed all of December. So that was a little disconcerting because I wasn't sure what was in the area of Pella and Vergina, where the tomb is. So I was a little perturbed. And they don't really have good guidebooks of what's in the museum. You had to pay a little extra to take pictures, and I'm fine with that. It's not a big deal. And so we got some great pictures and got a lot of items and they had a collection that was really, it's not as big as the one, obviously in Athens, but they had some very nice, unique pieces from the era. And then, of course, we walked back. Had lunch, wandered around the rest of the city. Oh, and of course, then we went to H&M to buy clothes and underwear. So we each got a shirt, some underwear, and some other little odds and ends. And it was chilly. It was, for the Midwest, it was very comfortable. I did not take a heavy coat. I took a medium weight coat. They said the temperatures would be in the upper 30s, the 50s. It was colder, and they're not used to it. Everybody had a parka on, and we're walking around with light jackets, but that's just the way it was. And it got colder a little bit later on. They actually had some winter warnings out. So then we went out, found some place to eat. We found a nice seafood restaurant right there on the view of the harbor, and that's where we ate the couple of nights that we were there. Now, one of the things that happened is, and I was very concerned about this when we left, is that when I made reservations to tour Pella, there weren't a lot of companies that functioned in December. It's not exactly high season, but there was at least two, and so I had booked one, and a couple of days before we left, they notified us that there weren't enough people taking the tour, and they had canceled that part of the trip. And that was almost like, well, okay, well, what am I supposed to do now? Because it's not like I'm going to be able to rent a car and figure out where all this stuff is in very short order. So I went back online to the Viator, the company that I usually use, and I found another company, and they had one date open, and it was the one day that we were there. So I made a reservation with them, and it went through, and they picked us up when they were supposed to, and in the end, our guide driver said that this was the one company in the area that when they made a tour, if only one person showed up, they still did the tour. So later on, when I'm not going to do it on the podcast, I'm going to use the History According to Bob website or Facebook page, and I'm going to give background and some contact information to some of the people that we had, because we had spectacular guides. The gentleman that we had for Pella and Thessaloniki had a PhD in philosophy and was finishing up his second PhD on Byzantine history. And his hope was that that would give him enough points that he could get a teaching job in the public schools in Greece. They were hiring, he said they were hiring this year, 2019. They hadn't hired for several years. And they were going to hire people based upon a listing of points. If you had been a substitute teacher there for X number of amount of time, you got priority. And then there was this pecking order. And you can imagine hoping that two PhDs will get you enough points to get a teaching job. And I'm talking about not in the university, at the mid, what we would call high school, secondary level. And he was superb. And I don't know how much anybody else got out of the trip, but him and I talked the whole time. So, and what I've forgotten what his master's was on, but I was familiar with the topic, which he found astounding that somebody would know that. So we're off to, you lose some clothes. It's not that big of a deal. We learned how to deal with it from last time. It didn't really delay us that much. I will tell you that I was a nervous wreck missing that plane, but that will get worse at the end, because when we come back, I will have a TSA story to tell you. So I'm going to stop here. When I give my talk tomorrow, we're going to Pella, and we're going to go to Vergina, where the tombs are located, and actually the original capital of Macedonia. I'm going to talk about what we saw, have a little more fun in Thessaloniki, and then we'll head back to Athens for New Year's. So I hope you enjoyed that. I hope I didn't bore you too much. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, and check out the CDs. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us, because I'm going to have to give I won't do it during the vacation stuff, but probably 1st of February, it'll be time for that. Would you please donate? Would you please sign up? Would you please do something? Because I need a little funding. Okay. Thank you very much.